they have boats out here especially designed for fishing in the dark. In fact, this one over here's got a platform for archery shooting in the dark.
Isn't that crazy?
Those are some big spotlights on the front of that. And I'm wonderful boat displayed out here at Westworld for the Get Outdoors Expo with KTAR and Game and Fish, where we're broadcasting live, and we have Game and Fish spokesperson? Public information officer?
No, I'm the wildlife recreation branch chief. My official
recreation
job,
branch chief. Oh, man, that sounds brutal.
It's terrible.
Is a job? You get paid for it?
Well, I was telling Rosie, it took me 50 years to find it. Yeah, we teach people how to recreate out in the woods. We do youth-mentored hunt camps, watchable wildlife viewing. We've got our archery set up here, at youth archery here out in the arena for the event. So, archery is actually it's the largest academic scholastic sport now. We're bigger than Little League. It's the safest, actually. It's actually rated, I think the only sport that's more dangerous than archery is ping pong. So it's absolutely safe. It's a lifelong sport. People can, compete at all levels from ages 8 to 80 and do often. So, we've got that set up for the kids and family today. We do things like the Outdoor Expo, like we're talking about, do events like this. So it's a really great job.
Open to the public. It's got vendors, of course, food and concessions. And I mentioned boats. There's off-roading vehicles. There's vendors. There's a guy over here that specially makes you a map if you want a map in a certain area. They got sporting clubs. The air dog show
starts at 10:30.
If you listened to last year's broadcast, you probably remember them in the background for part of the
of the program. We were right up against their launching pad. And most dogs like to bark just as they launch.
Right. And all the other dogs barked every time one of them jumped as a
Have you figured out what this two-wheeled vehicle is right here? I've never seen one like that.
This little scooter thing?
Yeah. Is that an electric off-road scooter? Well, that's just, and right next to it, of course, is one of the four-wheel side-by-side off-road racing vehicles. Then we've got the Honda Africa Twin motorcycle right next to that. That looks like a nice bike right
there. Kind of a combination street bike, off-road bike.
Enduro style. And we've got, like Romy says, a big selection of boats. So it's all out here at Scottsdale's Westworld. Opens at 10 today. It's $15. Per person, 12 and under are free. Military and first responders with ID get in free. So round the family up and come on out. We've got food vendors, refreshment vendors. Arizona Game and Fish is here. You want to see a bear hide with a bear skull? You want to see a javelina hide with a javelina skull? You want to see all of the footprints molded so you can identify them as you stumble across them in the desert? They've got a huge educational arm set up in one whole corner of the building. Cool little section.
It really is, we have a lot of skins and all. We call it a bone box. We use it for educational that we take out to schools. We've got the deluxe version here today, but we're also going to have a lot of live wildlife.
You bringing out some raptors today?
We're going to have some peregrines and condors, and we're talking about things that kind of go creep in the night. We're going to have a full assortment of Arizona venomous reptiles. So
last year, when I got here, I didn't know that was – and right now there's none in the boxes, but last year they were all put there the night before.
Yeah.
So I was doing a preview before the broadcast started, and I walked down and, six rattlers all go off at one time.
It was right at the corner of the aisle last year. And when you turned the corner, man, you were right there in the middle of the snakes.
I went to my boot stomping mode. Where is it? They were all in the boxes. It was great. Now, as we were going to the break, you'd mentioned there's 800 types of – species of wildlife
in Arizona.
What constitute a wildlife animal? I mean, is that mosquitoes? Is that bark beetles?
Great question. So we basically if it breathes, that for us is a form of wildlife. Birds, game species. Most of those 800 species are not game species, but anything from a prairie dog, fish. We don't count bugs and insects as part of that. So the way I see it is if it's a furs and fins, basically.
Furs and fins.
You're really putting me out of my comfort zone here. I'm not a biologist.
Well, how many of those are native? Are there stats on that? Because we have javelina, which is a game animal in Arizona, but not native. but as basically from every, I mean, they're all the way up to, they're seeing them in Flagstaff down to courtside. Every elevation this animal now has a habitat in.
Well, so, and you know, I'm just trying to pick up for what I hear from our biologist, and you know, if we're counting this as one of the 800 species, it's a species that has become, you know, at home in Arizona. So some species have been reintroduced, and I'm not sure of the dates and all, but I know that, you know, there have been bighorn sheep reintroductions throughout the state, but I don't think they were ever extinct from the state. I know the National Wild Turkey Federation has done an incredible amount of work with the department to reintroduce turkeys.
The Merriams and the Goulds in southern Arizona as well. And even the elk. We brought the elk in from Wyoming or Montana back in the 20s, I think, the Merriam elk. So great stories of wildlife reintroduction throughout Arizona's history.
Absolutely. And you know, as a result, we have a really rich diversity. You know, and basically we're at the point now where we've got, you know, sound populations for species that historically were in Arizona. Everything's doing pretty good. Our biggest thing is, you know, we have fires and we're in the desert and we're in a drought. So those are our biggest challenges for wildlife.
Well, I'll tell you, I have done outdoor recreation in many, many states throughout the United States of America. And I can testify to the degree of professionalism that the Arizona Game and Fish has in every single person I've ever met in the organization, in the field, or in the office, or at the banquets, and the way y'all manage without being, you're completely independently funded through the activities of the sportsmen. You have no line item budget in the state budget. And I'll tell you, I go to other states and I can't even figure out how they manage what they're doing, because sometimes it can be so confusing on just what you're trying to do. We're here with Scott Lavin of the Arizona Game and Fish. We're going to talk more about family events they've got coming up that you should put on your calendar to get you, your wife, your husband, and your kids outside in the great state of Arizona.
The number one referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.